Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 24th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta plans to make changes to its account penalty system, sometimes referred to as Facebook Jail, based on recommendations from its oversight board. Meta says it plans to change the system to better explain the rationale for content removals. The new system won't enforce timeouts for posting penalties until the seventh violation in most cases. This won't change how Meta determines content removals, rather better explain why something was removed. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. Justice Department began preparing an antitrust lawsuit to block Adobe's proposed $20 billion acquisition of the collaboration software maker Figma. The case could be filed as early as next month. Both the European Commission and the U.K.'s Competition and Markets Authority launched investigations into the deal as well. Google announced its Magic Eraser image editing tool will start rolling out to Google Photos for iOS and Android as a Google One subscriber feature. The feature previously was exclusive to Google Pixel 6 and 7 devices. Google will also bring it to older Pixel devices as a free feature. YouTube's head of podcasting, Kai Chuck, announced it plans to add podcasts to YouTube Music. The integration would support free ad-supported background listening with badges to signify audio-first shows. YouTube will not look to add exclusives or licensed content. A YouTube user on Reddit spotted an option for 1080p premium quality playback on the service. The setting describes it as having enhanced bitrate, but offered no real specifics. YouTube has not acknowledged any test of the feature, and it's not clear if the option would be limited to YouTube premium subscribers. Satellite connectivity for phones is quickly spreading, with Apple integrating it on its latest iPhone and Samsung's next modem supporting it. But for older devices, Motorola released the Defy Satellite Link. This small device connects over Bluetooth and can connect to satellites with a clear view of the sky. Users can send messages using Motorola's Bullet app and connect to emergency response centers with SOS Assist. It has a 600 mAh battery rated for days of use. It'll be available in Q2 for $99 for the device, with service costing $5 a month, or bundled with a year of service for $150. Valve permanently banned over 40,000 accounts using an internal client app to cheat from its Dota 2 game. To catch the cheaters, Valve deployed a game patch to catch requests for sections of data inside the game that would never be read during normal gameplay. Xiaomi will shut down its short-form video app for India, Zili, on March 13th. A notification to users said the shutdown was due to an operational adjustment without elaborating. The app launched in 2018 and was among several apps that saw a download spike after India banned TikTok in 2020. Its Google Play listing shows over 100 million downloads. Another part of the world is allowing third-party payment systems in the Google Play Store. On a support page Thursday, Google wrote out the steps developers can follow to offer alternative billing systems in India. If a user pays through an alternate method, Google reduces the cut it takes by 4%. Google was fined $161 million by the Competition Commissioner of India last year and ordered to make changes, including allowing third-party billing. The Raspberry Pi Foundation released a new Windows installer to make it easier for Windows users to develop in C or C++ on its Raspberry Pi Pico boards using its software development kit. Since launch, a Linux-based toolchain has made it simple to develop on Linux or macOS machines, but Windows has always been a little more difficult. And finally, in a new post on Medium, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple will likely launch two follow-up mixed reality headsets in 2025. These would come in high-end and low-end versions, with Kuo comparing the strategy to Apple's Pro-branded and standard iPhone models. As a reminder, Apple hasn't said anything about the first generation of this reported headset, with the latest reports indicating an announcement coming in June at its Worldwide Developer Conference. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.